This is WFHB News Director Wes Martin. I'm joined today by Assistant Director of Small Business Development for the City of Bloomington's Economic and Sustainable Development Department, Mr. Brian Payne. Today we're going to be talking about the Dimension Mill and the inaugural event to encourage innovators and entrepreneurs to come to Bloomington's Trades District. Mr. Payne, what is the Dimension Mill and what is angel investing and how do these two things go together?
So the Dimension Mill is a project that the city is very excited about. It's going to be a 19,000 square foot business incubator and co-working facility in the heart of the Trades District. So it's going to renovate the more than 100-year-old Showers Brothers Furniture Dimension Mill, which is where the dried logs would come in from the kiln building and be cut and fashioned into actual furniture. So it's a great message, and it's very much reflective of what the project is going to be, which is sort of the beating heart of the Trades District and a hub for innovation for entrepreneurs to go and work cheaply and collide with other entrepreneurs. There will be offices for lease around the perimeter of the space for startup companies on flexible terms that are good for entrepreneurs. And then there will be a large event venue for community networking events, professional development. And we hope that it's a great destination area and a hub for the entrepreneurial economy in Bloomington. So that's what the Dimension Mill project is, and that's currently, we're drawing up construction plans. It's owned by the Redevelopment Commission, and we should be putting out construction bids in early winter of 2018, and it should be finished and ready for use in late fall 2018. So we're very excited about that. Angel investing is sort of a very early stage investment that kind of helps out startups at a make or break moment, and that's kind of why it's called angel investment. So when they have an idea and they really need to overcome a specific barrier and kind of make or break whether or not they're going to be successful and keep going or not, an angel investor comes in and gives an infusion of capital designed to, because they support the idea, in order to help the fledgling business grow.
Mr. Payne, can you tell me, you kept saying entrepreneurs and innovators with regards to the Dimension Mill and what this, I believe you're referring to it as Startup Alley, the exhibit hall. What is an entrepreneur? What is an innovator? Is that somebody that's in IT? Is it somebody that's in the food service industry? Or what exactly are these jobs or these innovations people would be bringing?
Right. That's a great question. And so we don't want to be specific only to the tech community, only to the IT community. And an entrepreneur and somebody who can benefit from the Dimension Mill is, you know, anybody who has an idea and wants to be creative and potentially start a business, right? So anybody who sees the opportunity to do something differently and either turn it into a business or turn it into a nonprofit idea or just turn it into a community event, I would say is an entrepreneur and shows an entrepreneurial spirit. And those are the type of people that we think will benefit from the Dimension Mill and folks we think can come in and make use of that space. So I think, you know, given what the Dimension Mill will offer, co-working spaces are typically heavily invested in and heavily utilized by folks in the tech sector. And I think the tech sector is one area where Bloomington and the innovation sector is an area where Bloomington in particular could benefit from a facility like the Dimension Mill. There's a lot of great factions within the tech community. There's a lot of great startups that you'll see at Startup Alley that could benefit from increased connective tissue within the entrepreneurial ecosystem, a centralized location where all these folks can get together and talk, and in some situations, somebody who does software as a service can talk to somebody who needs exactly that type of a service for their startup, and it can create a positive feedback process rather than and create more business rather than being sort of a zero-sum process. That's what I think I like most about an entrepreneurial ecosystem. And so Startup Alley will be the beginning of the Dimension Mill Annual. It'll be from 12:30 to 1:30. We'll have some great local startups from Bloomington, including the B Corp, Cheddar, Syntec Medical, Soapy Soap is going to be there. And they're kind of holding an open house where you can come meet the CEOs and the founders, talk to them about what their company does, and learn more about what startups in Bloomington can bring to the table.
Mr. Payne, if we can switch gears here a little bit, can we talk a little bit more about the Trades District? What is the Trades District, and why is there an initiative to bring trade into this kind of southwestern part of downtown?
Sure. So the Trades District is a 12-acre section sort of south of 11th Street, where the Upland Brew Pub is, north of 10th Street, east of Rogers, and west of the alley that's parallel to the Dimension Mill running north-south between 10th and 11th Street. And it's an area that the 2013 Comprehensive Master Plan designated as an opportunity for mixed-use commercial development and an area where we want to foster innovation and entrepreneurship. And so the Dimension Mill project is a big part of that. But there's also, you know, there's open land and other parcels that the city owns, which we bought from IU in 2006. And we're looking to develop that into things that support the mission of the Dimension Mill. So whether that's flexible office space, whether that's mixed use, affordable housing, market rate housing, or other, you know, sort of retail commerce, we hope it's going to be a destination area and an exciting area for folks to live, work, and play downtown. And so Tassus Corporation has already signed a letter of intent to purchase and develop the southernmost parcel in the middle of the Trades District, kind of just north of the city's red parking lot. And they're going to have the North American headquarters of their corporation and their research and development headquarters located at that site. They should break ground in 2019, and it should be finished sometime in 2020. And Tassus Corporation currently has an office out on Profile Parkway where they do molded plastic and do manufacturing, advanced manufacturing for car companies. So they make the piece that helps you, the battery plug, work for Teslas. They do parts that are in Toyota, that are in Lexus, and lots of different major car companies. And so that'll be 50, you know, high-tech R&D jobs right downtown. And that's the sort of thing that we hope to see spring up in the Trades District, and we hope that companies and activities surrounding the Dimension Mill can help to generate.
And the Trades District, there is an incentive for companies to move into the Trades District, right? They get some kind of economic incentive to make that jump and come into downtown. Is that correct?
So typically when companies develop something in a city-owned property, if it's something the city supports, that there is an incentive to move into the Trade District, and there are incentives for moving into the Trades District in the Certified Tech Park. That's right.
All right. Mr. Payne, is there anything else that I have failed to ask or anything you think that our listeners really should know with regards to this first inaugural annual event in Startup Alley?
No, just that I think it's free. It should be exciting. It's this Thursday, November 30th at the Busker Chumley Theater. Startup Alley should be going from 12:30 to 1:30. And then it's really open to anyone who's interested in learning more about the entrepreneurial ecosystem and how startups work and how angel investment capital is important to support that sort of activity. So we want all elements of the community to come and join the conversation. We want to engage the entire entrepreneurial stack. So anybody who is thinking about starting a business, anybody who's thinking about what this might mean for the community, I think it's a really good opportunity to come see what we're talking about when we talk about entrepreneurship in Bloomington.
Mr. Payne, thank you again for speaking with us.
Thank you very much, Wes.